Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise. Hi, Elise.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. It's good to see you.
Good. Same here.
And we're pretty excited about today because this evening we've got our big mixer at Stout Brothers, and a very special guest will be there, Jay. And Jay, I'm going to have to ask you to pronounce your name for me one more time.
It's a good Irish name. It's Jay Feehan.
Jay Feehan.
Yes.
And Jay is from Colette, who, of course, is organizing our wonderful Shades of Ireland tour, which is going to be so much fun. So let's talk a little bit about Colette. How long have you been working with Colette, Elise?
Oh, gosh, I don't want to say how long, but
it's been a while.
It's been a while, and Jay and I have worked together before, and it's always been very good. He's great at talking about his product and getting you all excited, and he knows what he's doing. So I put my trust. That's why we're doing a trip with Colette, because of Jay, really.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yes. Looking forward to it. I've been with Colette 29 years, and so 11 of those years were spent on the road as a tour director. In fact, I worked in Ireland in the early 90s. I'm aging myself a bit. And we are a 100-year-old company, so we're the oldest tour company in North America.
Wow. Yeah. So what was it like being a tour guide? What did you like about it?
Well, it has its days. It's a lot of fun. You have great travelers. And, of course, in Ireland, you know, going out to the pubs and seeing the sights. And for many people, you know, it's a lifelong dream to get over to Ireland and to see the country. So I really loved it. The days are a bit long as a tour guide. And after 11 years, I thought it was time to come off the road. Living in hotels, you get a little neurotic,
right.
You know? I'd get home and get excited when I'd see a full-size bar of soap. You know, that's when I knew I'm living at too many hotels. So
that's hilarious. What were some of your favorite things to see and to take people to in Ireland?
Oh, just so many. I mean, Dublin, such a vibrant, you know, amazing city. Waterford Crystal. Is one that, I mean, just seeing how the products are made, they're just beautiful. I think my favorite part, to be honest, though, is meeting the locals, because they really love us. They love Americans, and you just can't say that about every country, especially these days, but they love us there.
Yeah.
And I always found it funny, because I live now in the Sacramento area, and whenever you mention Sacramento over there, that want to buy me a Guinness and talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, you know, in Ireland, everybody knows each other, it seems, in these towns. And, you know, they were a little disappointed when I said, you know, I don't know Arnold. Yes, we share a city, but yeah, never met Arnold. And, but
great.
Yeah, it's fun. And Killarney, of course, such a great playground there.
Wow.
You know, Killarney National Park.
So you know the inside scoop. You know it from a tourist side, or having been a tour guide side. So you're the person that when we're on a tour, you say, well, where would you go for a drink? Where would you go to eat? Where can I shop that you think is good? So you're the one that our travelers would be asking as a tour guide.
That's right. I mean, obviously, I don't work there now. We'll have another full-time guide who knows the area super well. But yes, back in my day, I would know the local pubs to recommend. You know, they had singing pubs and different themes. One of my favorite names, in fact, there's two in Killarney that always made me laugh. First, it was a hair salon right downtown, and it was called Curl Up and Dye, D-Y-E, and I just thought, what a great play on words. And then there was this red building, and out front it said The Drinking Consultants, and I thought, well, that's an odd name, but you open it up, and it's a pub, so in case you need some help there. But,
right. They're experts at it.
Yeah. And the one thing I'd stress to my groups, too, is the pubs, they're not like bars here, you know, where just it's all about drinking. They're actually... they're really the social center of every town, you know. Here in America, if we're going to have a party after christening or what have you, we would rent a Knights of Columbus Hall or use someone's big backyard.
Right.
But families go to the pubs when there's events. And so, you know, you'd see an entire family, even the kids towards the back in an area celebrating. So it's not like here where you have to be 21 just to...
right.
To step in.
It's totally different. Yeah. I lived in Germany for a couple of years, and that's the same feeling too, that you bring your family there. It's a place to congregate. It's a place to, you know, get some news about what's going on in town to, you know, to celebrate after the kids' fun soccer game or whatever. I mean, that's what you do.
And
you hang out there.
Well, and that's where you meet the locals. So, I mean, I would have people who say, well, you know, I don't drink. I'm not going in a pub. And I'd be like, well, you're in Ireland. You need to. And so, you know, it's a great place to, I would have my lunches in pubs. And when we make our stops throughout the tour guide will point out restaurants, fish and chips, of course. Everybody loves fish and chips shops. But they'll also point out the pub and let you know what they're serving in the pub. And I find sometimes I just meet the nicest locals having my ham and cheese sandwich at a pub.
Sure.
So,
And you don't have to drink when you go into the pub.
Exactly.
You could order a Fanta, whatever. You could get whatever you want, right?
That's right. A standard coffee or an Irish coffee.
Well, the people are happy to meet you, too. I mean, they're at their regular and they see the regulars every day or, you know, once in a while, a friend of the family. But when we come in, it's like, oh, let me ask you some questions. How's it like in America? What's life like?
Yeah.
You know, and everything from how much is a quart of milk or a liter of milk? You know, to what do you pay for gasoline? Mm-hmm. You know,
do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
If you live next door, since it's a small little town like us, we know everybody and everybody's kids and the whole, you know.
Well, this should be so much fun. And I think it's going to be so fun being there for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Because, you know, most of us put on the green sweater and, you know, pretend. And I'm like, you know, instead of wearing the sweater, why don't we go there? Let's just go there. Let's be there for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Let's see the local parades. And I believe we're going to be in Limerick for St. Patrick's Day. So fun city.
Yeah, I believe I think we're in the castle on that evening.
Oh, are we? Oh,
yeah.
So that's the next night. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, staying in an Irish castle on St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day, I know.
And Cabra Castle's beautiful.
Tell us a little bit more about this castle.
Well, the castle, beautiful old historic castle. You know what I love is all the rooms are different, you know? Nowadays, when you check into a Hilton, all the rooms look the same. Everything's very standard. But what I find when we stay in a castle, everybody wants to see each other's rooms.
Yeah.
And they're so different. Sometimes you have a huge bathroom. You could have like an aerobics class in the bathroom. and you get a small closet, or you have this huge bedroom, but a small bathroom. So each one's, and they're decorated, you know, differently. So you just don't have that cookie cutter atmosphere. And yeah, and of course, castles always have a couple ghosts, so I'm sure the tour guide will talk about that. That's always fun.
That's so great.
That's the part that I'd like to see. I want to see a real ghost.
Yeah. There you go.
And for that day that our tour, which is headed to Ireland March 9th through the 18th of 2019 with Colette, and we have Jay here to talk about it. On that day that we're in the castle, are we having dinner in the castle too, or how does that work?
We are. We're spending the final night of the tour in a castle. So it's fun because throughout the tour, you see castles in different states of disrepair. And so it's nice to know that at the end of the tour, you're going to spend the night in a castle.
Oh,
and we have dinner there, which is just fabulous. It's always a little sad, I find, though, because it's the last night of the tour. And tours to me, you know, it's funny. Tours can have a stigma. I love our tours because we do tend to take one country at a time. This isn't one of these whirlwinds where things buzz by, you know, where you're doing nine countries in 2 weeks and the Eiffel Tower buzzes by your head and that was it. This is, you know, learning about a country, staying in the one country. A lot of two-night stays. In fact, we do more multiple nights than most tour companies, so we don't have a lot of one-nighters, which keeps the pacing nice. But it's just beautiful. It's a fun way to go, but it's a social aspect that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. I've traveled on my own with the rental car. And it's hard finding where to park, getting the luggage into the hotel, where to go, where to eat. And you're alone. You're with the one person you're with, but we're done talking by day two. I mean, so let's be honest, especially if it's your spouse. You know, I talk to you at home. And what I love about tours is there's 30, 40 people. And boy, it's so social. And I love it. By day six or seven, I go downstairs, walk by the lounge at the hotel. Everyone's like, Jay, come on in, you know. You don't have that social aspect. And so the sad part at the castle dinner is saying goodbye. 10 days, you know, I've gotten to know everybody and now it's time to say see you later. But it is fun, especially, you know, with Pat and the group here being from Santa Rosa. Hopefully you'll run into them at Safeway someday and be able to say, hey, remember Ireland, you know?
Exactly. Build those relationships. And that even can be something for future travel too, right? Like you could meet with some friends, make new friends and say, let's do the next one together.
The nice part is if you're a solo traveler and traveling by yourself, that we will do what we can if you want a roommate to see if we can match you up with someone. We'll say, this person is confirmed. Why don't you two talk, see if you think you'd get along? And then you found your new best friend to travel with, which is good. And we'll always try and match you with someone. If you're concerned, oh, I don't want to be by myself, or I can't reach the closet hangers, I need someone to be there, or whatever it is. If you just like to be with another person, we'll do what we can. If you let us know that you're looking for a roommate, we'll try and find one of someone else. So
that's so fun.
And once you kiss the Blarney Stone, you'll have lots to talk about.
Which you will have an opportunity to
yes,
do.
Yes, you know the legend there? You kiss that stone, you're given the gift of gab, so...
I'm not convinced that Pat Kerrigan hasn't been to Ireland before.
I think she's kissed that stone a few times, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. So our Shades of Ireland tour is March 9th through the 18th. You're spending St. Patrick's Day in Ireland next year with Pat Kerrigan. She will be on our tour, and she's going to have so much fun. I know that Pat has done tours with listeners before, and she always tries to come up with some fun adventure for the group to do. So I'm sure she's thinking of something right now.
I think we have a great idea. I think we should all go to a pub together and meet the locals with Pat. And I think that would be a great place to go.
We should tell a pub we're coming. It's going to be KSRO night at your pub, and we'll be there.
I love it. I'm talking with Jay Feehan. He is the district sales manager for Colette. And we're going to be talking actually more about this tonight at our mixer. Our mixer is happening at Stout Brothers in Santa Rosa in downtown. What time are we going to be there?
5:30 it starts.
5:30. And should people still send you an email if they're interested, or should we just have people show up?
Just show up. Okay. I think so. Yes.
All right, good. And so you'll be able to meet with Jay and with Elise and find out more about this trip and maybe sign up. This is a great time to sign up for this tour. It's going to be so much fun. It'll be a wonderful time together with your KSRO pals and with Pat Kerrigan. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour. Mornings on FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Pat Kerrigan here, inviting you to join me and other KSRO listeners on a fantastic journey to Ireland with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. We'll be leaving next March for an amazing 10-day adventure on the Emerald Isle. We'll even overnight at a castle on St. Patrick's Day. Come find out more on our St. Patty's Day with Pat Tour Mixer, Tuesday, July 24th at Stout Brothers on 4th Street in Santa Rosa, 5:30 to 7. RSVP to our friends at TravelWise, 935-9493. More info at KSRO.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just love.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, we have Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, and her guest is Jay Feehan from Colette. And of course, Colette is organizing our wonderful Shades of Ireland trip, and we really want you to book. We want you to book by this Friday, because you're going to have a little extra incentive, and we'll talk about that at the mixer. The mixer is happening this evening, 5:30 to 7:30. So let's talk about the tour itself and what comes with it. What is included when we talk about inclusive travel? So what comes with your trip?
Well, this is what's so nice. You know, there's so many different travel opportunities out there. And I think what frustrates people is you see a really nice trip and you say, I want to go on that. But then you find out the airfare is not included, your port fees aren't included, and oh, you got to buy an upgraded dinner thing. We really try to be as inclusive as possible. Yeah. So I encourage folks, you know, to get an itinerary and read it. It's nice in that you're not going to get nickeled and dimed. I'm noticing more and more people doing trips without air. And ours includes the air. So people like that. Just one call and you're all set. We're actually, too, going to bus you from Santa Rosa down to the airport. So your tour starts right here.
Wow.
And I know, instead of parking down at San Francisco Airport, which is a nightmare, or taking different shuttles. We're going to bring you right from Santa Rosa, to the airport. And then when you come back, we'll pick you up and we're going to bring you back to Santa Rosa. So once again, the air is included. The air tax is included. The ride to the airport's included. Everyday breakfast is included, and it is a real breakfast. I know in Europe, some people think, well, is that the hard roll and cheese I've heard? No, we're talking eggs and bacon.
Oh, nice.
And of course, you're in Ireland. There's blood sausage. Mm-hmm. If anybody's feeling bold in the morning, I walk past that myself. But
so the hardest part is really packing for your trip. That's the only thing that we don't do for
that's
you.
That's right. And don't give them ideas. We might have to start packing. Our hotels are always 4-star and up. So, we're not at Ritz-Carlton's or anything, but good quality hotels, good locations. And what's nice, too, are the sites are included, because I think we all know when you go on a cruise sometimes, besides a buffet and a bed, you don't always see sights without buying shore excursions.
Right,
and
exactly. Yeah.
What I love about this tour is, 95% of anything you'd want to see is already in the mix. So you never feel nickeled and dimed.
Right.
And that's great.
Yeah. Are there options on a tour? Say we're in Dublin and I want to do something different than what the group is doing.
Yeah. And I'm really glad you mentioned that. So when it comes to organized optional tours, I know some companies go a little crazy. You book a 2-week trip and you get 100 side trips and you realize, oh, I'm going to spend another $1,000. We really, as a company being 4-star, really keep ours to a minimum.
Okay.
And it's a nice mix, because I will say there are people like me that I love my free time. Give me a city tour of like Dublin, but then set me free, because I want to go out and I want to do some shopping, maybe go back to a museum I saw, of course, go to a pub. There's, 720 or so in Dublin. So I have, a lot to see. But there are some folks who aren't comfortable. And they say, geez, I don't want to roam the city by myself. They're not sure quite what to do. So we'll have an option that afternoon. Okay. I think there's a total of 3 on the entire tour, though. So that's not many out of 10 days.
No.
One of them I really love. That's to go to a medieval castle banquet. That'll be one of our evenings in Limerick.
Cool.
And it's a beautiful old banquet. The singers are amazing. The food's great. They do give you silverware. So when we say medieval, it's not eating with our fingers. But it's a fabulous night. So that one's a lot of fun. In Dublin, usually it's a dinner out in Donnybrook at a farm to fork restaurant, and they take you to the Guinness storehouse, which is neat. You learn how to pour the perfect Guinness.
Wow.
And learn the history. And of course, great place to pick up Guinness memorabilia, t-shirts, magnets.
There's so many more kinds of Guinness that you get there than you do here. I mean, here you order a Guinness, it's one type, but they have different dark, the black, the gold, the this.
Wow.
I mean, there's like 5 or 6 on draft.
That's awesome.
That you can have.
My sister went to Ireland about 2 years ago or so, and she brought me back some Guinness socks, which I love.
Oh, really?
Nice.
They're
so awesome. They have the little top there and sort of blends down. It's fantastic.
Well now I know how they got the name for the pub crawl with 720 pubs. You can hit them all. You're crawling from pub to pub.
Yeah. One of the areas I like to go to there is the Temple Bar area. It's a section of Dublin that's real heavy on pubs, but it's also where U2 got its start. And so kind of neat just to crawl pub to pub, although I'm not usually crawling, but still it's fun. But the tour is very inclusive. We're gonna have a little cruise at Killarney National Park. We're gonna do the Ring of Kerry. That's all included. We're gonna visit a farm and get to see how the sheepdogs round up the sheep, and of course the Blarney Castle. It's a lot of great sights. Cliffs of Moher, one of my favorites, up in the coast just south of Galway. It's just breathtaking. A 700-foot drop right into the Atlantic Ocean. Yeah. And then in Galway itself, we'll have some time to browse. That's a beautiful city. And if anybody's a shopper, I know sometimes rare for a guy, but I love shopping. I do. The Irish sweaters, Aran Island sweaters, just beautiful. But if you like rings at all, you might be familiar with the Claddagh ring. Yeah, the Claddagh ring is that famous Irish ring with the hands and the heart and the crown. Claddagh was a little fishing village in Galway. And so you can go down to that actual village and see where these rings got their start.
Wow,
and
that's so cool.
Yeah, just so much history over there,
I know. And that's one of the main things that I love about European tours is that, oh my gosh, what kind of history you're going to be able to see and that we just don't have here. I mean, you can go to the East Coast and get some sort of sense of established places that have been around for a couple hundred years. But when you go to Europe, it's thousands of years. It's incredible.
Thousands, yeah. And it's, I've always been surprised with Ireland because they're so happy and friendly. But when you look at their history, so tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they had horrible invaders through the years, the Cromwellian invasion and Elizabeth I. And I mean, just some horrible time. And then the potato famine, which was just horrific. And yet they're such happy people.
It's got to be something to do with that Guinness, I think.
Or the whiskey.
Yeah, or the whiskey.
Whiskey heals everything is what I was taught when I was in Ireland. You know, headache, you put it on your temple. If you have a backache, you put some whiskey on your back. Okay. If your tooth hurts, you put whiskey on your tooth. They don't have any kind of medicine other than whiskey. So,
well, oh, and they love the whiskey. In fact, we are going to go to a distillery.
In Tullamore, right?
Yeah, and do some tasting and learn how it's made. And,
oh, so cool.
Yeah. You know, one of the nice things about this tour is that the tour guides, and each one is different, offers you something that's not written in your itinerary. And they do something that's special, and everyone's different, so you never know. And it depends on, I guess, the energy of the group, of what they keep talking about. And they say, aha, I know what I'm going to do for this group. So you get a lot of things that are not in black and white.
I love that. That's so great. And let's talk about travel insurance, because I know that you're a big proponent of this. Elise, you always get it. What about insurance with Colette for this particular trip?
Well, I'm really glad you asked, because it's actually the one thing we're best known for. About 50 years ago, we came up with a policy that people really couldn't believe. And I really thought more companies would copy it, but they haven't. And I guess I'm glad for that. But we're family owned by a very large family, which is part of the reason I've stayed as long as I have. I talked to the CEO last week, and if I were with other companies, I probably would never meet the CEO. But I love their policy. So we have insurance, and we have it available on the Ireland trip. And it's really reasonable compared to what you see out there, because many plans are $500, $600, $700. Many plans, sadly, they ask you how old you are, and then they give you a price, horrible. We're a flat price, so if somebody's 75 years old with heart disease and diabetes, they pay the same price as a 20-year-old marathon runner. And what I love is it's $315. Mm-hmm. But what's great is we let you cancel anytime, any reason. So literally, you could go to the hairdresser and have a horrible hairdo and say, I'm not leaving the house. I'm not going to Ireland with this hair. And what's so great is you call Elise, and within about 5 days, all the money's back on your credit card.
Wow.
Obviously not the insurance. So
right,
everything
yeah.
but $315. And that's our policy company-wide. So, I mean, you could book an $8,000 African safari and call Elise the day before and get every penny back but $385 on Africa. And no questions asked.
Wow.
So people really appreciate it. The fact, number one, that it's any time, any reason. Our policy is if you don't want to go, we don't want you there. Which to me makes total common sense.
It's like one sour apple ruins the bunch. You know,
well, yeah.
It just infects the rest of them.
And so many companies put you through hurdles. You've got to get x-rays and doctor's notes and beg and death certificates. I mean, you're mourning a death in the family and you have to take a death certificate to your fax machine. It just doesn't seem
right,
you know. And this insurance covers you medically too. People are surprised by that. So it doesn't happen often, but things happen. I have a lot of tour guide stories from my day. But what's nice is, let's say on day three, you injure yourself and, you know, twist an ankle or what have you. You don't want to hobble around Ireland the rest of the trip. Mm-hmm. So in many cases, we'll get you to a doctor. That's all covered. You might say, I'm going to go home. I can barely walk. Well, that makes sense. Let's get you home. So we get you on the next flight out, and that's all covered, which is rare. And what's really great is once you get home, you just file a claim, and you'll get reimbursed every hotel bed you didn't sleep in, every meal you missed. And what I find a lot of times, it's not you being injured. It's something else. I know I did our South Africa trip a few years ago, and it was a young couple, but she got the message, you know, dad is failing. You need to get home immediately. Say your goodbyes. Mm-hmm. And we were only on the ground 48 hours. I thought this poor dear has to go fly all the way home. But what was great is she had the insurance. They got her home. She did get to say goodbye to dad because she texted the tour guide when she got home. But what was really nice is she got refunded the 12 days of the trip she missed.
Wow.
So yeah. So it's fabulous insurance.
Wonderful peace of mind and very affordable. And that is something that you can sign up with you, Elise.
Right, when you book your tour. Right. I highly recommend it. So come and learn more about our our tour tonight. We're going to be at Stout Brothers at 5:30 this evening. Jay will be there, and you can ask him any kind of questions you want because he's been there, done that before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's better than someone speculating, well, I think you'll have this or that. But he's been a tour guide with Colette, not another company. So he's got years of experience. We'll be offering some special giveaways, some incentives, and we'd love to have you there. We'd love to have you join our tour. Once you see it, you'll understand what it's about. You'll get the real feel for what Ireland has.
I love it. And we haven't even talked about the value, but that's definitely something that you can talk about this evening with Jay. And
Pat
sort of,
will be there tonight,
oh,
too.
Oh, Pat will be there. So it's going to be so much fun at Stout Brothers tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Jay Fian is the district sales manager for Colette. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Yes.
All right.
We'll look forward to seeing you later.
And we'll see you next week. This is KSRO.